Lord, I just want to thank you for this opportunity to be able to come before you. Father, I pray that each and every one here, Lord, hear the word that you are speaking unto them. Father, that you may open yourself up to them to a greater depth, Father, that they may be able to walk in that which you call each of us to walk in and to manifest you, Lord, and you alone. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, before I get started, I want to have Sister Evelyn read a scripture for me. I'm going to start out that way, and then we'll lay out some examples and some things how God has been manifesting and how I've been walking in that righteousness before me.
2 Corinthians 5:21. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us so that we may become the righteousness of God.
What is your manifestation of righteousness? Is people looking at your life and seeing something different than they see in the world? Because see, we all have been called to have a manifestation of God's righteousness manifested from us. So many times, we have taken things in our own matter and made a religious thing out of it when God wants us to just to be free, relax, and example a life. One of the things I like to challenge people of in this area is a good way to get in that and to walk in that and to manifest in that. I recently challenged our church to take and listen to only things that's positive. Now, what is only things that's positive? It may be a song that calls joy to rise up in you. It may be the word of the Lord that you feel your spirit being quickened. And I told her, I said, try this for 1 month. Try it for 1 month. And you try these kind of things for 1 month, basically what you're doing is soaking yourself within the spirit. Because see, so many times we got so many things of the world, the cares of the world, that's pulling us away from God. A lot of times the devil don't want to possess us. He just wants to take our time. And if he can keep our time and our relationship for walking in that what God's called us to walk in, he's winning. Because our time is so important if we cause ourselves to be soaked in the word, in the worship, in the positive things that God has for his life. For us, we will cause others to be drawn unto him. So many times we let these other cares of the world take us away from those presence and we miss what God has for us. To give you a good example is because I've been so in love with this young lady here for many years, I talk about her. And because the way I walk and the way I talk about my wife, I had a friend one time, he said, Louis, I want to talk to you about marriage. I said, sure. I tell people all the time, I said, but if you don't want to hear the truth, don't ask me. Because I ain't going to lie to you. I ain't going to try to not hurt your feelings. I'm going to tell you the truth. Because he was living with a woman at the time. He said, you talk like marriage is so great. I said, hey, marriage has got its ups and downs. I said, but it's something God set before us. And you know, the more we talk about it, the more he thought about it, the more he started praying about it. He decided he wanted to get married. And he asked me, could I marry him? And then he said, in the same sentence, he said, but I want you to be my best man. I said, now I can do one or the other. I can't do both. He said, well, I said, I'll tell you what, why don't you talk to your girlfriend? I said, now if you guys are going to get involved in church, I can really support you. I said, but if you're just going to be hanging out, drinking, and doing all the things going on, I can tell you right off the bat, you're looking for number one ex. I said, because order to survive in a relationship like this, to be honest with you, if you ain't got three there to make it work, it ain't going to work. Because when you realize who God is, when you realize who the Holy Spirit is, you can make it. You can go places. Wow. He paid attention. He listened. He talked to his young lady. They got involved with church. I didn't tell them what church. I didn't tell them how, where to go, this denomination, that denomination. I said, you need to have a peace in your own heart. They found a church. They got involved. And then they said, we've been praying about it. Now that we're learning how to pray, you and Evelyn is the holiest people we know. And we want somebody that's walking the way you walk to marry us. Since you're going to be the best man, can Evelyn marry us? And it was the first wedding Evelyn done. And we married that couple. I was the best man and Evelyn was the minister there. We married that couple. But you know the reason they got married? Because they seen the righteousness of God manifesting through us. Because what they seen, they wanted a part of. Not only did they change their ways, but they got married to make it right before God. And I also told them, I said, now, here's the one thing you got to realize a lot of people don't know in the world. I said, when you decide to make something right, that same spirit that kept you together, in my words, fornication, because you living together and it's not in God's rights, I said, hey, you in sin. I said, now those same spirits that kept y'all together that way is going to now try to come to you and divide y'all. Every fault, every problem is going to come up. I said, so you got to realize it's two sides. You ever heard the part where it says better or worse? Okay, as soon as you say I do, if you don't keep it all in God, here come the worst. But you know what? They caught that. They learned that. And they still married it. How many years ago was that? I think it was 13, 14 years ago. Because I think his oldest girl was 13. But you know what? The thing is, if me and Sister Evelyn hadn't walked before them and only manifest what was real in our hearts, they wouldn't have seen that righteousness of God and wanted a part of it. Because we got so many Christians out here today, you don't even know they're Christians. Because they're not manifesting God. They swearing, they cussing, they hating, and they go to church on Sunday. I did my part. And only 2%, according to the world standards, even paying tithes. 2% in the average church. But those that's truly walking with God and letting his righteousness manifest, 10% is just an example. Because you know in your own heart, when you're really walking with God, God speaks to you, and you bless somebody, he bless you. You can't outgive God. So the more you give God your time, the more God give himself of you. He give himself to you so you can become that shining light, that star. When you walk in the midst of a place and people go, I don't know what it is about them, but I want to be like him. I want to be like her. It's something I see in their life I want in my life. Because, you know, the average heathen out here, when it comes down to it, when they get in serious trouble, they may not be in church. They go, God help me. You'd be surprised how many people, they've even been in foxholes. I had two brother-in-laws that went through Vietnam, one we just lost. And they said all, even the people that didn't manifest God, when they got in that foxhole and the bullets was flying, they was praying. They was asking God. Even those that never knew God as a child, all of a sudden knew God was the one to call on. They didn't say Buddhist or this or that to call on. They called on God. And so deep down, everybody really knows it is a God. It is a manifestation of God that's there, already planted in our DNA. But we got to be the examples that want to quicken that DNA to manifest in them, to get have that hunger come forth in them. But so many times, we lay back and we get quiet and we don't let that sun shine forth. But God's calling us to be that sun that's going to shine forth. Causing us to be that example to caused creation to want to be set free. Because all of creation is crying out to want to be set free. But if we don't walk into the place we're called to be the example of, creation won't get set free. We're called to be the one that would cause creation to turn from their wicked ways and to come under the great light. The great example is Jesus before us. Jesus didn't go only to the holy peoples. He went to those that was ripping, running, doing all the things that's not of God. And he set an example before him. When he called that tax collector out of the tree, what was he doing? He was overcharging peoples. But yet, Jesus took and had supper with him. And he talked to him. And he seen something different in Jesus than he seen in all those around him. Jesus didn't tell him to repent, turn from his wicked ways. Jesus set that example before him, and he told Jesus, I will pay back even double from all those that I have taken away from. And you're called to be that same example, that righteousness that would cause people to want lay down what they know is not right in their lives and do that which is right. But if we don't come to the place ourselves to want to be saturated, to want to hear the things that's only uplifting in our lives, we won't have that word that we need within us to cause people to want to rise up. We have been around but not involved. And God is no longer want us just to be around, but he want us to be the hope. He want us to be the life. He want us to be the manifestation of the party. He want us to be the ones, when they say they're hungry, they can turn to and say, that's what I'm looking for. Is you hearing me? Is that making any sense to anybody? That's why we got to find ourselves in the Word. We got to find a way to cause the Word to be quicken unto us so we can manifest it and put it out. Because when you walk in right, people will come to you. Let's give you a good example of a job I still have. Company I was hauling for. The owner was watching me first year, so he was just watching me. He noticed I was always working hard, doing the extra mile. I wasn't doing it to be seen. I just know I was called to do that extra mile. And I was doing an extra mile. One day he was talking to me. He was asking me, how's the family doing? How things is going? I said, well, you know, things are a little tight. You know, we got a few bills, this and that. And the guy goes and he comes back. And he gives me $600 towards the doctor bill that we had. Now, if I had been just doing enough to get by, he wouldn't have laid nothing on me. You know, a lot of us say, oh, money is a great thing. But it ain't necessarily money. It's the idea. He seen something that was different. He seen me going the extra mile. And he blessed me with the capability that he knew how. Now, this gentleman is dead and gone. Some of his last words was that as long as Lewis wants to haul for us, make sure he has a job here. I didn't ask him to do that. But he seen something in me manifesting that he wanted to always be around. Give you another example. Two guys I work for, I do a lot of hauling for them. One year they came to me and Sister Evelyn. They said, Lewis, because of you working for us, our business have tripled. I said, it has. It's good, because what works for you works for me. The more work you got for me, the more job I got. And they gave me $4,000 to me and Evelyn. And a half a cow. I said, thank God. We always got to thank God. But you know what? I was not expecting that. I was just doing the same thing I was doing. I talk about God. I'll go the extra mile without being asked. Because when you go the extra mile, the worldly people say, it's something about them I like. It's something about them I want to have part of me. Because we got so many of this generation today. I tell you what, I look at some of them and I go, oh, God, anything under 20, I don't know what we're going to do. I look at some of the young military and I go, well, if this is what I got that's going to protect me, I'm in trouble. But you know what? The ones out there that's been raised right and had the right example, people find me all the time. My oldest son's named Dan. I was in Fairbanks working. Didn't know this guy from Blue. He drives up. He said, hey, you Mr. Glass? I said, yeah, I'm Mr. Glass. He said, you got a son named Dan? I said, yeah, what'd he do now? He said, I want to tell you, I never worked with a young man that has respect for others, believe in God, and you don't have to tell him what to do. He sees something need to be done, he go do it. And that's where I raised my boys. When they was that high, I had them carrying a piece of firewood, doing garbage. Whatever it took, I was laying an example before them so they can manifest the same thing. And each of my sons, somebody have came to me and came to Evelyn and gave us reports on how our sons have blessed them. But that's only because I laid the example out before them and taught them the difference and the purpose. And they've been walking. And you know, I tell you what, most parents realize this. When you're a parent and somebody come to you and say, your kid's a blessing, that young man, I tell you what, it blesses you. I didn't think it would really mean nothing in the future, but you know what? Now that I got a little older, when you hear certain things like that, you go, I'm glad I walked the way I walked. Because if I hadn't walked, and that's a lot of things I wish I had knew before that I know now, before I got as strong as I am in the Lord, because I hadn't taken the time to learn them. But a lot of things I have learned now and the things that I had learned and taught those and been an example to those, it's been well worth it. Because you can't beat when you're manifesting what Christ is to your life. Because the rest will see it and want to walk in it. When you walked on both sides of the street, when you've been in the depths of hell, and you realize hell is not the place to go but death, and you find the righteousness of God, it is no other choice to take except to walk upright. To choose that strong thing that God has laid out there that calls us to have a strength to be able to speak to dry bones and see dry bones quicken. It's nothing like the presence of God that calls the things around you to be changed. Not by force, but by your walk. And I was thinking how God has took us all on a journey and how God has laid the things out for us on this journey that we may well walk into his presence. The more that we cause ourselves to walk into his presence, the more opportunity we have to rise up above, to automatically have a shield out so when the enemy throws a dart or comes at you to try to knock you off your stool, how it will have no effect on you. Because when you have more of the manifestation of Christ within you, the stronger you are. The more life you will be, the more example you will set before others. And I had another scripture I want to lay out for you all there. Why don't you read that one for me there, dear?
It's in Romans 6, 17 and 18. But thanks be to God that through you used to be slaves, though you used to be slaves to sin, you have come to obedience from your heart, to obey from your heart the patterns and the teaching that has no claim on you. You have been set free from sin, and you have become slaves to righteousness.
See, that's one of the examples that we got to keep before the others, because a lot of folks don't realize how much a bondage they're in, how much a slave they are. You know, and once you've been a slave and realize how those things out there wants to lock you up and keep you away from God, you want to see others set free. Because the reason that I try to teach folks to saturate yourself with the word and with the worship so you can be the one to set those free, so you can break those chains and help change their life. Because without that change manifesting in here, you can't change anybody out there. It's going to be probably one of the shortest teachings y'all ever had. But Evelyn, come sing that song that I asked you to sing there. Thank you, Lord.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army marching forth. There's an army marching forth. There's an army marching forth. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
To break every chain. We're called to be the ones that help break those chains. But the most important thing, we got to break the chain in this vessel first. And once this vessel has been broken, and once this vessel has been set free, we'll be able to go out to break those other chains. We'll be able to go out to help set others free. We'll be able to go out and constantly manifest what God is speaking. But we first got to break these chains within our lives. We got to be set free so we can go out and set this creation free. I'm sorry this turned out to be such a short time, but speak, sister.
We don't have to be 100% set free to help somebody else be set free. As he breaks those chains, one by one by one by one, we can help someone else with that first chain and that next chain and that next chain. We don't have to be perfect to be his vessel. We don't have to be. We just have to be going towards that righteousness that he has called us to be. Yes. To break every chain. And it is one by one by one. So be that one that as your chain is broken, that you go forth and you help that brother or sister that is struggling with theirs. That's what, and you're going to find that as you do that, am I right? Am I preaching here to the choir? As you help those others break those chains that you've already been going, you're going to find like those ones that you were working on that were stubborn are going to fall by the wayside. Sorry.
Amen. Oh, don't be sorry. Because see, the world out there is crying out to see truth. And if we walk in a manifestation of truth, they're going to cry out to you. But that's what I'm saying. We got to be that example. We can't be that hidden Christians like a lot of us have been in the time past. You know what? If they can come out and speak their darkness, we can come out and speak our light. You know, the word says we're going to have to suffer for his name's sake. So many of us are scared that we're going to suffer right now. We don't want to say Jesus. I tell you what. I would rather suffer right now and walk with him in the high heavens than to be say, oh, he's one of those that denied me. He didn't want to say Jesus because it was five of them and one of him. I tell you what, when their eyes is open, when they see what's on your side, they will back up. I'll give you one small example. Right here in Anchorage, some of you know I'm a truck driver. It was times I used to come down here. I used to be down here all week working. And it used to be a movie theater over here on Fireweed. And I said, oh, that'd be a good place to go kill time and I could watch two or three movies. Because they had a bunch of theaters and they didn't care if you walked around. And one night, now let me tell you this. Because some Christians say this wouldn't be the Lord. One night, Lord told me to put my knife in my pocket. Put my knife in my pocket. I usually cut bologna and ham and cheese. That's okay. I put it in my pocket. Park my semi around the corner. I come out there about 1 o'clock in the morning, and here's two guys hanging on the side of my truck trying to open the door. I said, oh, Jesus, we didn't have a cell phone back in those days. So I pulled my knife out of my pocket, and I walked up, and I said, can I help you guys? And they said, oh, I locked my keys in my truck there, and I need to get in there. I said, I don't think so. And he looked at me. And the other guy turned around and looked at me. He said, oh, he's got a knife. I said, this is my truck. I said, if you guys don't stop right now and walk away, I'm going to cut you too short to ever sit down again. But you know what? Those were the words that came. And I said, you know what? And they looked at me. Now, they could have had a stick, a hammer, a brick, a knife, or a gun. But God said, I have this. And one guy looked at me and he looked like this. And right then, I didn't get it. But later on, I got it. God opened his eyes and let him see the covering that was around me. I didn't have to cut him. I didn't have to stab him. I guarantee you that knife looked like a two-edged sword. And I guarantee you, God gave him a short example of seeing an angel standing behind me. Because the word says, greater is he is within you that is out there in the world. Now, a lot of folks have said, well, if you was a real Christian, you could have just prayed and they would have never been there. Sometimes God got to teach you who's with you. And we got to be that example to step out there and be willing to manifest what God called us to manifest. And not to be scared, but be willing to set somebody free. Be willing to be the one that's the example. Be willing to go through what God has called you to go through. My one son, some of you all know, named Benjamin. He would be going through stuff. And I said, you know what? Why are you going around that mountain? He would just go around the mountain, around the mountain. I said, no, if you let God deal with you in that area, you're going up. And it took him a long time to get that. What it was something God wanted to do in his life, and he wanted to say, no, I'm not ready for this. No, I don't want to. I said, until you let God break that thing in you, you ain't going to be able to climb your next step on that mountain. And we all called to go to the top of the mountain. We all called to be able to get up on top and demand that which we're called. Because God have gave each of us angels to demand to be able to help set ones free. Amen? Sister, I'm short this time, but Lord bless us. Amen. Thank you.